With little cloud cover, the afternoon heat warps the horizon at Willard Bay State Park. For 3 o'clock on a weekday, the South Marina is busy with boaters. Standing on the dock, I'm watching boats launch into the bay when a peculiar vessel creeps into the inlet. A towboat pushing a barge, carrying a 24-ton dump truck over the water.
It's something you don't see every day, that's for sure.
That's Kent Sorensen, a habitat manager for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources.
This project is to enhance fish habitat in Willard Bay Reservoir. We're putting some large boulders in offshore areas in a rather unique fashion. The hope is to give these fish a place to identify to and with, just to make some sort of an attraction and hopefully make this little micro food web in these areas.
The barge docks, and the empty truck changes place with one full of these boulders and prepares to depart.
Hop in.
Kent and I following his boat to a spot not far offshore. The dump site is marked by two hippity hops doubling as buoys.
Oh yeah, they sure look good, and they're cheap. That's a state government thing. We got to low bid everything.
The towboat slows and detaches from the barge. The truck backs up to the edge, and 20 tons of boulders descend to the bottom of the bay.
Willard Bay is just a freshened and diked off portion of old Great Salt Lake, and as a result, you might expect it to just be kind of featureless. It's old flat marshland. The rocks will colonize with certain types of plankton, and then that'll bring in the next layer of the food web, the grazers. They'll eat that, and they're generally aquatic invertebrates, and you start this little micro community in that area. That brings in small fish, and that brings in big fish. So.
The project aims to create a more hospitable environment for walleye and smallmouth bass. Sorensen says it's good for the fish, which is good for anglers and Utah's recreation economy. He directs the boat back between the buoys. A sonar imaging device, commonly known as a fish finder, shows a large blip where the rocks have begun to form the prospective habitat.
Here's one of the old rock piles we dumped, one of the earlier ones we dumped. That's what they look like on the graph. See, they'll only stick up about 2 feet, foot and a half to 2 feet.
An avid fisherman himself, Sorensen says projects like this increase the sustainability of the lake for generations.
It's hard to leave a footprint when you do something like this. I know these rocks are going to be here for a long time, and I'll be able to fish on them for a long time. Fish will be coming back to them for a long time. You know, how long are rocks going to last and still be something that's going to contribute to the fishery?
By the end of the project, 500 tons of new rock will be dumped into Willard Bay. The total cost of the project chalks up to about $125,000, and if it works as planned, could be implemented on other lakes around the state. Sorensen says the new habitat will be monitored with cameras when the water clears up, and will also depend upon reports from anglers to determine if fish take to the new environment. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Justin Prather.